programs, check out voaafrica.com.
Tell your friends about VOA Africa, music, sports, and news.
And, of course, tell your friends about the sunny side of sports. Prince Nesta joins us now with a look at some of the weekend highlights in the major European club football leagues. Sporty greetings, Prince!
Sporty greetings to you too, Sonny. Egyptian star Mo Salah and Brazilian attacker Roberto Firmino both scored for Liverpool, who secured a 2-2 draw against Arsenal in a match that was played at Anfield. First half goals from Gabriel Martinelli and Gabriel Jesus had put the Gunners in control of the match before the Reds snatched a draw from the jaws of defeat. The Gunners lead the standings with 73 points from 30 games, while Liverpool are currently 8th with 44 points. Arsenal manager Mikel Arteta assessed his team's performance.
We took a point in a game that we started extremely well, dominated the game. Score the first one, keep dominating the game, score the second one, and then you have to kill the game. We didn't. We give them hope. They scored just before halftime, and that moment the game shifted momentum. And then we have to continue to play the way we did in the first half, and we didn't. We gave too many balls away. We lost too many 50-50 balls, and the game became really open with a lot of open spaces to run, and there they are, the masters in the world to play that kind of game. And then we have to rely on some good defensive actions, on the goalkeeper, and sometimes in some luck. But the reality is that we have as well three big, big chances to score in the second half with the game completely open, and we didn't take them. So at the end, I think it's a point that we have to take, understanding how they game well.
Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp also shared his thoughts on the match.
A little bit typical for us this season, and I would say for Arsenal as well, that they have an open game, completely open, and they score with the first situation. And then not too long after, they got a second one. Then that's like our problems were big enough, but we made them even bigger. But then the reaction was obviously good. You're right, it was a spectacular game in the end. How we cannot win it, I don't know. In the end, with the chances we had. But in the end, it's a point and a good reaction on the two goals we conceded, and that's positive. But I'm caught in between, to be honest. It's like, so I have no problem with drawing, and I think for Arsenal it's a super important point, because if you draw these kind of games, you have a good chance to become champion. That's how it is. You cannot always be super, super, super convincing. They were good, but I think they would agree they could or should have lost this game today, but they didn't, and so the point probably is for them better.
That's Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp discussing his team's draw against Arsenal in the Premier League. Reigning Premier League champions Manchester City also secured a 4-1 win against Southampton at St. Mary's Stadium. Norwegian Benjamin Erling Haaland scored twice, as Jack Grealish and Julian Alvarez added a goal each to ensure the citizens sealed their fifth straight Premier League victory in a row. French forward of Senegalese descent Sekou Mara scored Southampton's consolation goal. City are currently second with 67 points, while Southampton remain bottom of the table on 23 points. City boss Pep Guardiola shared thoughts on his team's performance.
The first half they were incredible, well organized, so they played really, really well. We started with good two actions. We're a little bit sloppy. We didn't find the third man properly. We were fortunate to score in the edge of the first half, and in the beginning the second, and after was much, much better. Second half much better, because they have to jump more. But they keep fighting, and it was a good opening for us.
That's Manchester City manager Pep Guardiola discussing his team's win against Southampton in the Premier League. South Korean international Song Heung-min netted his 100th Premier League goal, while England captain Harry Kane also found the back of the net to help Tottenham cruise to a 2-1 win against Brighton. Tottenham boss Christian Stellini shared his thoughts on the match.
I feel we play a tough match against one of the best team in the league in this moment, because they are playing very well with good stats. So we knew which type of game we had to play, but we play strong and we create a lot of chances to try to score. In the first half also, when they have the ball, we create the best chances. So we deserve we play a good game, and I'm very happy for the player, because we came from two game very difficult, and we fight a lot when we go up one goal. So I'm very happy, because the reaction of our team is important.
Then's Tottenham manager Christian Stellini assessing his team's performance against Brighton in the Premier League. In other fixtures, Scott McTominay and Antoine Martial both recorded their names on the score sheet as Manchester United beat Everton by 2-0. The win boosted the Red Devils' chances to finish in the Premier League's top four and qualify for next season's Champions League tournament. The Toffees will next face Fulham and Crystal Palace in the next two games, while Manchester United will play against Sevilla on Thursday in the Europa League. Here's United's manager Erik ten Hag's assessment of the match.
We conceded only one chance in the whole game. We conceded only two chances in two games, and we created a lot of chances. So I think, and that in the third game in 6 days. So I think big credit to the team and team performance. Two really good results, showed really good and great mentality, character, and so we're happy with that.
That's United manager Erik ten Hag discussing United's win against Everton in the Premier League. And moving on to the French League, Argentine legend Lionel Messi scored a goal and set up another to help Paris Saint-Germain bounce back from two consecutive defeats with a 2-0 away win at Nice. The goal marked the seven-time Ballon d'Or winner's 14th French League goal of the season. In other fixtures, Facundo Medina and Frankowski both netted to ensure second-place Lens beat Strasbourg 2-1 to move just 6 points behind PSG. Third-place Marseille played out a 0-0 draw against Lorient, while Egyptian international Mustafa Mohamed scored for Nantes in their 2-2 comeback draw against Monaco. Khalid Sabanovic's late goal also ensured Angers kept their slim survival hopes alive with a 1-0 win over Lille. And finally in La Liga, 2 goals from Nigerian winger Samuel Chukwueze gave Villarreal a 3-2 win against second-place Real Madrid, as third-place Atletico Madrid beat Rayo Vallecano by 2-1. Leaders Barcelona are scheduled to play against Girona on Monday. Reporting for the sunny side of sports, I'm Prince Nesta.
Thanks, Prince!
Hi, this is Larry London, the host of VOA's Border Crossings, where we feature music and interviews along with your favorite artists from around the world. Tune in and interact live with us here in Washington, D.C. Hello, Shirin.
Hello, Larry. How are you?
Good. How are you tonight? Border Crossings comes to you Monday through Friday at 1500 UTC GMT.
I'm Sonny Young, coming to you now from our Voice of America headquarters in Washington, D.C. Samson Omale returns to the sunny side of sports with a package of African sports news.
To begin the sport with tennis, as women world number 5, Ons Jabeur, captured her first title of the season by defeating defending champions Belinda Bencic 7-6, 6-4 to win the Credit One Charleston Open on Sunday. The title is the fourth of the Tunisian's career and her second on clay. Since the start of the 2020 season, Jabeur has now won 37 matches on clay, the most of any player on tour during that span. Her gritty win over Bencic on Sunday moved her ahead of Iga Swiatek's 36 wins. In mixed martial art, Nigerian-born New Zealand professional mixed martial artist Israel Adesanya beat longtime rival Alex Pereira with a stunning knockout at UFC 287 to regain the middleweight title at the Miami Dade Arena on Sunday. The Nigerian-born fighter lost twice to Pereira in his kickboxing career and ceded his UFC middleweight title belt to the Brazilian when they met again in MMA in November last year. But this time around, the last style bender, as the Nigerian is popularly called, claimed a spectacular second round knockout to get the better of Pereira's at the fourth time of asking.
Alex is a great champion, no matter what. He lost the belt tonight, but he will always be a champion. In his story, I'm the antagonist. In his story, I'm the bad guy. But tonight, it's my story. History!
The Confederation of African Athletics Junior Championships that was slated to be held in Lusaka has been moved to the Levi Mwanawasa Stadium on the Copper Belt. Minister of Youth and Sports Development Elvis Nkandu confirmed the development, saying the changes in venues have been made due to the delays in the commencement of works at the National Hero Stadium and the OYDC Zambia running tracks. The championship will run from April 29th to the 4th of May 2023. In boxing news, the Boxing Federation of Kenya has picked 21 pugilists, 13 men and 8 women ahead of the African Zone 3 Boxing Championship slated for the 18th to the 22nd of April in Dar es Salaam, Tanzania. The Kenyan team is currently in a non-residential training camp. Kenya finished second in last year's championship held in the Democratic Republic of Congo with 18 medals behind host the DRC. And finally, in cricket news, Uganda Cricket Association will be hosting the women's national squads from United Arab Emirates, Kenya, Rwanda and Tanzania for the second edition of the Women's Victoria Series tournament from April 16th to the 23rd, 2023. The five-nation tournament will be the first international tournament this year for all the participating countries except for Rwanda women's team, for whom these will be back-to-back scheduled event as they are also part of the five-nation Nigeria Women's Invitational Tournament. I am Samson Omale in Abuja, Nigeria.
Season 3 of the Basketball Africa League is here. Heading to Cairo from April 26th to May 6th for the Nile Conference, and the excitement continues to build in the finals in Kigali from May 21st to May 27th. Tune in and follow the BAL on the Voice of America.
Spanish golfer John Rahm has won the prestigious Masters Tournament in the southern U.S. city of Augusta, Georgia. The AP's Graham Agars reports.
John Rahm has closed out a comfortable four-shot victory at the Masters to claim his second major title, adding the green jacket to his U.S. Open crown.
Obviously, we all dream of things like this as players, and you try to visualize what it's going to be like and what it's going to feel like, and when I hit that third shot on the green, and I could tell it was close by the crowd's reaction, just the wave of emotion of so many things just overtook me.
Rahm made crucial early birdies and then held strong for a closing round of 69 that put him at 12 under, in the end four clear of Brooks Koepka and Phil Mickelson. Koepka struggled home with a 75, but the 52-year-old Mickelson turned back the clock with a closing 7 under 65, birdieing 5 of the last 7 holes.
Today I kind of let it happen rather than trying to force it, and I had a really good day and made some noise. Unfortunately, it wasn't enough, but it was really a lot of fun for me to play at this level again, and it's encouraging for me going forward the rest of the year.
Rahm became the fourth Spaniard to win at Augusta, joining Seve Ballesteros, Jose Maria Olazabal, and Sergio Garcia. Graham Agars, Augusta.
Hello, listeners. My name is David Temong, the Paralympic silver medal 2016, gold 2017, bronze 2020, Tokyo, Japan. You are listening to Sunny Side of Sport on the Voice of America.
In African athletics, Ghanaian sprinter Benjamin Azamati is hoping to get on the podium at this year's World Championships in Budapest and at the 2024 Olympics in Paris. Yawafusu Larbi had a chance to chat with Benjamin, and Yao joins us now. Sporty greetings, Yao.
Sporty greetings, Sonny. Benjamin Azamati got to the Commonwealth Games with high hopes. After a great indoor year, sweeping records everywhere he turned, he did not have a great time at the Olympic Games that year. The Games, the biggest for every athlete, was too big a stage for the young athlete who had just started out and had gotten his first ever break on the world stage. But at the Commonwealth Games too, he could not deliver. It frustrated him heavily when he missed out on the 4x100 relay race, which was an event Ghana could have won a medal in. Now back in training after a long break, Azamati says he feels fresh and ready to go.
It's been good. I mean, the weather there has been really bad. I think a lot of people think Texas has good weather, but I mean, it really gets windy, and then it gets really cold in here. And unfortunately for our school, we don't have any indoor facilities, so we have to, you know, do other stuff like biking and all that. But I mean, training has been good. Now the weather is becoming pretty good, so we're back on the track, and then honestly, I feel good. I mean, I think this has been the best fall that I've had in terms of how I feel towards training and everything. And then also, I'm working on my start, which has been pretty much good, because I think in the indoor New Balance Grand Prix, I don't know if you saw that with Trayvon and Noah Laos. It was really good. I was right there with them. So I think it's something that is positive, something that I think ever since I started working on it, I've been good. And so we have to move on to other things like my 200. I'm really working on my 200 now, which will also, you know, benefit me in 100. So that has been the things that I'm focusing on. And then also, you know, my mentality and everything. I know I learned quite some things in World Champs and Olympics and everything. I think it's all mental. So that is what I'm actually working on.
In his very short athletic career, Azamati has been at the World Championships, the Olympics, the Commonwealth Games, the Diamond League, and is a gold winner in the 4x100 relay at the Africa Games. In this time, Azamati has not quite performed in international competitions he has been in. A lot of it largely because of his poor start to races, thereby losing steam to many of his opponents when the race gets into the dry phase. The 25-year-old says it had a lot to do with underestimating himself and over-respecting his opponents. He believes he is in the right frame of mind to trump it in future competitions.
One mistake I made was from when I transitioned into pro from college. I mean, when I was in college, these were the people that I was looking up to, people I was actually learning from and all that. So when I got to that stage, I was more of like a fan. You know, I mean, these are people you looked up to and now you're running with them. So I was kind of like, you know, still a fan, you know, and I felt like that was the mistake I made, being a fan and not being really competitive when I was on the big stage. But now everything has changed because we are all being sponsored. We all have to run to be able to, you know, get the money and all that. So my mentality has changed. When I go there, we all mean business. We all end up, we all want the money. We all want to run for our country. We all want to make our country proud. So, I mean, that has been the mentality. I think everybody's prepared, but what makes one win is how focused the person is and how, you know, mentally prepared the person is.
The World Championships are back in Budapest this year. It is a sport Azamati is eyeing closely. He wants to go there and make an impact. But first,
for the beginning, my coach and I want to, you know, run a couple of meets here in the USA to prepare me before I go to Europe to run a couple of the Diamond Leagues. And also this year, I think I'm going to be doing more of the 200s just for me to, you know, to be able to, you know, get my hands on the 200 too, because I want to double in the World Champs. And for 100 meters, I think I'm ranked 18th now. So I think we're good with that. And then running the Diamond Leagues and all would help me, you know, with my ranking. And I have no doubt I'm also going to run the qualifying mark if they need be. And so, yeah, just running the big meets to prepare me for the World Championship come August.
Being ranked 18th in the world is like extremely huge. That's like the top 20 in the world. I mean, how does that make you feel? You know, just looking back to where you started from all the way to this point, how does that make you feel?
Yeah, I mean, it's amazing. It's an amazing feeling. I mean, always I want to do stuff that will inspire people back home or even the athletes that are here with me in the United States. So it feels good. It feels amazing. I mean, I was just a nobody when I was in Ghana. And now I'm able to, you know, be ranked among the top guys in the world. So it feels good. It feels amazing to me. But there are things that when I look back, it motivates me to do more. I mean, I can be at the top one day. So there are things that really motivate me. And, you know, when you get to those big cities and everything, you don't just want to compete, but you also want to win something. So I'm ranked, and that's fine, and that's inspiring. But, you know, there are other things I also want to achieve, like getting a medal for my country.
In all of this, Asamati is looking to head back into the Olympic Games next year with a renewed sense of strength and a refreshed mind to blaze everyone else off the track. If Tokyo wasn't his great moment, he believes Paris will be better.
On a scale of 1 to 10, it's 10, because I think Olympic is like the ultimate when it comes to track and field. So, yes, I want an Olympic medal, and I don't think any Ghanaian athlete has had that. And so to be able to do it, I think it will be really, really amazing. And then that is what I'm actually working for, aside, you know, money to feed family and everything, and also to inspire the young people. I think getting a medal for your country is something big and something huge and something that will be very, very, very inspiring for the young generation.
For Benjamin, the sky is the limit. He has made a huge impact already in athletics in Ghana. But there is nothing he would want more than to become the first ever Olympic medalist for Ghana in athletics. For the sunny side of sports, this is Yao Fusilabi in Accra.
My name is Benjamin Azumati, a member of the quartet team that won gold for Ghana in the African Games that happened in Morocco, Rabat. You are listening to the sunny side of sports on the Voice of America.
And that wraps up the April 10th edition of the show. Thank you for tuning in. I'm VOA's Sonny Young in Washington, and that's the sunny side of sports.
I get it.